Interested in knowing where to go, what to try, and how to give back throughout the Treasure Coast? Then you've found the right show. The Treasure Coast Insider with host Anna Valencia Tillery from White Glove Moving and Storage. Also, be sure to check out our past shows and live links online at treasurecoastinsider.us. Now, here's your happy hostess with the mostest, Anna Valencia Tillery. Take it away, girl.
Well, hi there, friends. My, oh my, so many exciting and wonderful things in store. And I tell you what, as we enjoy the different weather, it gives us a lot of opportunities to experience things outside that we might not always do. So in a little bit, I'm going to share an opportunity with all of you. And prior to doing so, I'd love to give a quick shout out to our friends over at Union Home Mortgage. Lucy and Shannon, their entire team, they are dedicated to ensuring that families have the opportunity to find a product that best meets their needs as they go on to conquer the dream of home ownership. And that looks different for everybody, right? There might be first-time home buyers, there might be veterans, you might be looking to upsize because your family's growing, you might be downsizing because you've got kids going off and enjoying second-level education or getting married. I mean, everybody's situation is a little bit different. They do a complimentary consultation and they will find you the perfect fit. Union Home Mortgage, we support and enjoy their efforts to give that American dream to the entire Treasure Coast. And of course, their support of the program means so much. Now, for years, on behalf of White Glove Moving and Storage, I have been a fan of the Treasure Coast Food Bank. They are truly committed to serving the counties in the Treasure Coast and ensuring that families and individuals get the food that they need. And they make it easy. They work with a number of food pantries and distribution spots. So throughout the years, I've been able to do big food drives or help in other capacities, including sponsor various events. And I have to admit that I was not as versed to this upcoming event, Empty Bowls, as we will be today on our broadcast. A special thank you to our guest. We're so thrilled that Jessica Gosa, our Chief Development Officer at the Treasure Coast Food Bank, is joining us to highlight this 17th annual, like literally, where have I been, that will be hosted on Saturday, March 8th, kicking off as early as 8 a.m. Jessica, how are you today?
Oh, I'm doing so well. Thank you so much for inviting us to be part of the show.
Thrilled to have you on. And since I've been able to do a little bit more research in reference to this event, I think that you couldn't find a better time of year. And what a tasty opportunity, because truly, for some of these bowls, there's an opportunity to receive complimentary soup from the local restaurants in the Fort Pierce area. What fun is that?
Yeah, it really is wonderful. Our local restaurants are so good in Fort Pierce, and they are so generous. We have some that have been participating in this event for years and years. So we are really excited, and you're right, with this chilly weather that we've been having. I know I've been craving soup, so we'll see what March 8th brings for us in terms of weather down at the Fort Pierce Farmers Market.
Right. And talk about beautiful views and just easy to get to, always plenty of parking. So let's highlight a little bit of the mission and how this event came to be 17 years ago, because I think it's a great collaboration, not just of your restaurants, yet also of the artist community and just those that have a special place in their heart for ensuring that no one goes hungry.
Yeah, you got it. I mean, this event is really, you know, we kind of say, like, we just get to participate in many ways. It's a wonderful partnership with St. Lucie County local students, art students that are going to make and craft these hundreds of beautiful ceramic bowls. And this is such a neat event because the students aren't just making the bowls. They actually come and they work at the event, so they get to see this, you know, kind of an entrepreneurship mentality, you know. So they come, they've made the bowls, they're selling the bowls, they're talking about the bowls that they've made as artists, And they're working the whole entire event right there with us. So they learn a lot about giving back to the community. They learn about our organization. They learn about the needs of our community and what philanthropic support means. So it's just a wonderful partnership. And I always say, really, they run the show and we just get to be part of it.
How fun. And honestly, I know that folks have this mindset that they love to give, yet there's something to be said for getting a little something back in exchange for that give. And these beautiful artistic bowls are really a prime example of that, because no two are alike, really.
No, they really aren't. And in fact, every year I'm always amazed. We have return customers that say, I buy one every year and I have a whole collection of these student bowls. You have some that are very intricate and have lots of details. You have some that are really capturing the Florida community, and you'll see, little Florida animals represented in their bowls. Mm. It really is so special to see the creativity that comes into the work. I mean, and they are really beautiful, really, quite honestly. The students are very, very talented.
And I see that there's also a component that will be dedicated to a silent auction, which would then be different than the transactional purchases of the bowls?
Yeah. So every year, usually we'll have, a handful of beautiful bowls that are donated to be part of our silent auction. And sometimes these bowls are signed by special celebrities. And sometimes they are, or maybe it's an artist in the area. They're beautiful. And so that those silent auction funds also help us, raise some funds that go back to the organization through that activity.
Very fun. Okay, so now this is going to be transpiring in the same time frame that the farmers market happens naturally. However, this is going to be an exclusive on Saturday, March 8th, 8 to 12, right?
You got it. Yep, it happens right there at the farmers market. We tell people to look out for our bright orange tents and the excited students that are there. And it is. It's a lot of fun because you can come out to this event and then, of course, enjoy wonderful Fort Pierce's Farmers Market.
Absolutely. Stroll about. And before we segue into the mission and other upcoming activities and nuances, are there already a list of some of the restaurants that are participating with the soup so that we can give them a little acclaim?
Well, I think we are still finalizing those, Anna.
Makes sense.
So I
Makes
don't
sense.
Want to speak mm-hmm. too soon. Yeah.
Not a worry. But it is a great incentive to enjoy the entire farmers market, see the energy, and then take your bowl and then just meander down Second Street. I'll have some soup, please. I can just imagine what fun folks are going to have with that. So let's talk a little bit about the Treasure Coast Food Bank. I had mentioned at the start of the show that there's an opportunity for communities and individuals to host collections. There's so many ways that you can give and contribute, yet there is a broader overall mission at hand and then all these different ways that we can support. So give us a little breakdown, won't you, Jessica?
Yeah. I mean, every dollar that somebody contributes to Treasure Coast Food Bank equals 8 meals, which I think is such a tremendous, number. So if you think about empty bowls, so if you purchase a bowl for $25, that's 200 meals that you're giving back to the community. The needs in the community are really significant. One in four people, including children, are considered food insecure right here in our community on the Treasure Coast. And, we've seen a lot of newer challenges, with the cost of living increases. Families are turning to the food bank for the first time. And so our numbers have really increased. Each week we're serving 250,000 people every week.
Wow.
And the need is 34% higher than it was before the pandemic, and that just kind of holds steady. So, anything that our community can do, when we come together, we say that hunger doesn't stand a chance, and we can really work together to tackle the barriers, and we can't do it alone. We can't do it without our community. And it's not just about giving funds. We have amazing volunteers that support our organization. We have over 11,000 volunteers that come through our doors every year.
Wowzer.
Contributing 11,000.
Yeah.
A wild
awesome.
Number. I know. 45,000 hours of service, which that equals like 22 full-time staff. So, the volunteer service, you know, we love that our community, like you as a fan, comes in and supports the work we do. You mentioned, you know, food drives and fun drives and, you know, third-party events that sometimes we have our wonderful community host for us. And, you know, if anything else, it's just also advocating and spreading the word. Anytime they learn something about the food bank, sharing that with the community, reminding our neighbors that we are here. You know, we try to make it as easy as possible to interact with our organization, whether it's needing support or wanting to get involved in some capacity.
Now, from a distribution standpoint, knowing that there's 250,000 individuals that you're helping to ensure that they have the food that they need so that they can focus at work, at school, what have you, you collaborate with other pantries and stuff in a number of ways to help with that distribution, correct?
Oh, we do.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, that's a very big part of what we do. You know, our main distribution warehouses are right here in Fort Pierce, Florida, but we are in every single community through 300 plus direct service partners. So those are community-based organizations. Like you said, they could be food pantries, they can be, you know, soup kitchens or homeless shelters, other social service entities, community health care, schools, anywhere that we can be. And each of those, you know, programs look different based off of what that community-based organization does. We also have a number of our own direct service programs that we offer. We have our medically tailored meals, prepared meals programming. We have our mobile programming, which I think lots of people in our community have seen, you know, where we pull our trucks right into the neighborhoods. We have our grocery stores on wheels. So we're always just trying to get into each community in the way in which that community needs us to be there. You know, we sort of tackle the issue understanding that there's no one way to solve hunger. There's many ways that we can work together to stabilize a household. And so we try to be as innovative and as creative as possible and really try to lean in and listen to our community. And that comes from having all of those partnerships who are the boots on the ground, who can tell us what they're seeing, tell us what our neighbors need, and then we can work together to really make a difference.
That's incredible. And I personally have been inside the main warehouse multiple times over the years, and it is just from floor to ceiling, just lined with goods, and everything is dated and organized, and it's an incredible operation. It is so well run, and the staff is so personable. And I know that there are areas that are slated, and forgive me if I get the terminology wrong, as like food deserts, right? And that's oftentimes where your mobile aspect has to go, because there really aren't the same amount of boots on the ground in some of those areas, and especially getting the fresh stuff, and to know that the collaborations that you have to get fresh meats and produce. I mean, it just, the layers of the relationships really just truly blow my mind, and you all do great work, honestly great work, and you only have so much time when you have that fresh stuff to get to the people, so...
Yeah. No, you hit the nail on the head, Anna. I mean, it really is. There's a lot of nuances. There's a lot of logistics. There's a lot of people, you know, to make it happen. And we do. We live in a really beautiful, unique area. But you're right. There are some areas that are very rural. And so we try to make sure that we're in those pockets of need in every way that we possibly can be so we can reduce those barriers.
Brilliant. Okay. One more time. Empty Bowls, it's the 17th annual. You can start a new tradition and start collecting a bowl or two every year, like some of the other fans. And it will take place from 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. right there in that central Marina Square in downtown Fort Pierce. And you want them to look for what color beautiful tents?
Orange.
The brightest orange possible, friends.
You
just
got
yield.
It.
Come over, come over. And so that is, again, just a couple of weeks out, a great way to be able to support and then take advantage of what I'm sure will be a beautiful day, because good things happen to good people all the time. So it'll be sunshine and a gentle breeze there on the waterway,
perfect.
Right? That'll be lovely.
Yeah.
And is there anything else on the calendar we should be looking forward to as we transition from winter into full on spring?
Oh, goodness. We have so many exciting things coming up. In February, we have some events, some community awareness events. I really encourage everybody to just go to stophunger.org and go to our events page. You'll see a whole lineup of wonderful activities coming up on February 14th is our Java with Judy. So we plan on having an amazing community discussion on Valentine's Day, and our baristas will be making some beautiful coffee drinks. To complement those that wonderful conversation. So if you're wanting to hear more about the happenings in our community and what's going on at Treasure Coast Food Bank this year, our CEO will be hosting a Java with Judy session. So
that's
I hope
fun.
To have people there. But there's lots of other ways to get involved. Our website has it all. Follow us on social media at TC Food Bank. We are on all the platforms. So there's
excellent.
A great way to see what we're doing day to day.
Wonderful. StopHunter.org. Jessica Gosa, Chief Marketing Officer, thank you so much for your participation, and we look forward to seeing you there at Empty Bowls on March 8th.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, there's more in store with where to go, what to try, and how to give back throughout the Treasure Coast. I'm Anna Valencia Tillery, your happy hostess with the mostest. Don't go anywhere.
Don't settle for fancy nails. Get Foxy Nails. Located on Miracle Mile in the Fresh Market Plaza, Foxy Nails is the premier nail salon of Vero, offering everything from manicures to pedicures and even private parties for all. Ladies, guys, and kids too. Open 7 days a week and walk-ins welcome. Get Foxy Nails, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
Ladies and gents, have your hair look its best by going to True Color Salon and Spa. Open 6 days a week, offering evening hours. There's a stylist for every budget and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Discover your true colors, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
Big news, Treasure Coast. Your favorite mortgage team just got even better. Introducing the same trusted faces you know and love, now with Union Home Mortgage.
Hi, this is Shannon Pohl.
Hi, this is Lucy Cranker.
And these high-producing team members bring decades of experience, unwavering honesty, and hearts of gold to every home loan. And here's the best part. Same local processing, underwriting, and appraisers you rely on. Contact Union Home Mortgage.
Visit us online at shannoncpohl.com
and lucycranker.com.
Hello, it's John Bona, and it's that time of year. It's time for the 21st Vero Beach Prayer Breakfast. We're looking forward to seeing you Thursday morning, February 13th, 7:30 to 9:30, inside a big tent at Riverside Park. Come and hear American legend Pat Boone, Dr. Erwin Lutzer, and Michelle Bachman.
Tickets and sponsorships are available at VeroBeachPrayerBreakfast.com. That's VeroBeachPrayerBreakfast.com.
At Sunshine Furniture, our 35,000 square foot showroom is filled with the largest selection of in-stock coastal furniture on the Treasure Coast. Dining and bedroom sets, occasional tables, sofas, sleeper sofas, love seats and chairs in all the latest styles and colors from Tommy Bahama, Lexington, Hooker, Riverside, Universal, Four Seasons, Braxton Color, and Capri. We're the outdoor furniture experts and have hundreds of styles of any patio furniture you need, including a gallery of Berlin Gardens and Bollywood. We specialize in fire pits, outdoor rugs, umbrellas, and replacement cushions. Sunshine Furniture, 1295 US 1 in the Publix Plaza, Vero Beach. Family owned and operated since 1991. Don't forget to visit our outlet store directly across the street, filled with lots of name brand closeouts and sale items. Visit our website at sunshinefurniturecasual.com.
Sunshine Furniture, the best in every way. Have a sunshine day.
Are you getting ready to move?
Then call White Glove Moving and Storage for peace of mind, knowing our trained team will help with as much or as little as you need done. With a crew of 50 and a fleet of 15, our A-plus rated, award-winning company provides local and nationwide moving along with climate and humidity-controlled storage, date flexibility, and affordability. When you want it done right, choose White Glove. Visit us online at whiteglovesusa.com or call 866-GLOVE-10 for your complimentary survey today.
Hey, hey, friends. Anna Valencia Tillery, your happy hostess with the mostest. Putting on my White Glove Moving and Storage hat. That's right. This is the time of year where lots of folks start considering doing some renovations or some deep cleaning. And sometimes you just need help with the heavy lifting to get to task. And we can do just that. We have no minimums. We have the ability to prorate storage. We make it really simple and easy. And then, of course, there comes the opportunity for perhaps you do need a full move. Whether you want help with the packing or not, we're here to do as much or as little as you want. And we have some great events coming up. This weekend, you will find us over at Garden Fest. I will be there. We'll have water, candy, postcards, lots of goodies. The following weekend, we will be down at Arts Fest in Stuart, right on the streets of Ocean Drive. It's just an incredible time. And again, a wonderful opportunity in the early part of the year to get outside and enjoy the views and meet your fellow neighbor. It's just some wonderful experiences. So Saturday and Sunday this weekend, Garden Fest, 9 to 5, then 9 to 4 on Sunday. Shout out to Foxy Nails, two locations, one in Vero near the Fresh Market, the second off of Seaway Drive there in St. Lucie County. True nail artists. Maybe you want to incorporate some hearts and some pinks and some sparkle for Valentine's that is fast approaching. You should. It's really fun. It lasts for weeks. The pricing is great. I love the Foxy family. I know you will too. They also own that beautiful Oriental Market that's in the same plaza over by the Hallmark and our friends over at Sweet Desires, Brandy and her team at that beautiful coffee shop. You can go in there, get some fresh produce and fun sauces to experiment with. You know, everyone's cooking healthier in the beginning of the year, I feel. So shout out to Foxy's, the Oriental Market. And they do own that Viet Bull restaurant there off of Seaway. Incredible Vietnamese takeout. You're going to love it. White Glove, we just love everything that they do. Again, please come see us at Garden Fest. Union Home Mortgage, can't thank Shannon and Lucy and their team enough for their ongoing support. We have a couple of big events coming up in the community supporting our realtor associations that we look forward to being a part of. And they were just sponsors and volunteers at our most recent Battle of the Realtors to benefit Little Birthday Angels. What a fun time that was at Vero Bowl. Congratulations to Keller Williams of Vero Beach taking first place. Congratulations to my team at White Glove Moving and Storage for second. And Coldwell Banker, Vans Brinkerhoff and his team, third place champions on our fifth annual Battle of the Realtors. Also, shout out to True Color Salon, the only salon I know of with a 100% customer satisfaction guarantee. If it's that opportunity where you're looking for a new salon, a new stylist, give them a shot, right? If you are considering somebody for weekend or evening hours, they offer that. You have a particular price point you need to stay on, or you have a hair type that you think is troublesome. They will do that consultation. You will find the perfect match and you will love it. It's incredible what they do. I love True Colors. And it's more than just hair and nails. They do skincare. They do massage and some of the best massages around. It's just top notch. Also, of course, is an opportunity for you to network in the new year. The Treasure Coast Premier Women's Network is my baby, my brainchild. It's women only. That is a rule. Yet it is such a fun, comforting, uplifting space. It's just the cost of lunch when it works in your schedule. The first Tuesday of every month, we're in Port St. Lucie at Tutto Fresco. The second Friday of each month, we are in Vero Beach at the Twisted Lime. And the third Wednesday of each month, we are in Stuart at Michelina's. Shout out to Michelina's too. As you're approaching Valentine's Day and other events, they do some incredible catering. Right? Absolutely delicious. You take it home. Maybe you put it in a new dish. Maybe you don't. And you take all the credit for it. How fun is that, right? They are open Tuesday through Saturday for dinner. They are accepting reservations now for Valentine's. It's just delicious food in a very sparkly and romantic atmosphere. You're going to love Michelina's. If you want to come to the network, haven't been there before, and you might not even be in business, you just want to support other women in business, check out TCPremierWomen'sNetwork.com. Reserve your ticket. You must reserve your ticket in advance so we can give restaurants a head count. It's just fun and effective, and it's super affordable, right? Just the cost of lunch when it works in your schedule. TCPremierWomen'sNetwork.com. Check out our website, too, for the show, TreasureCoastInsider.us. Live link to our sponsors. Check out past shows. You name it, we make it really easy. It's White Glove Love Month. Happy Valentine's, friends.